Behavioral health care professionals learn the importance of getting the entire family involved when treating someone with a substance addiction at a program recently at John A. Logan College. The workshop was titled Moving Forward, Working with Families of Emerging Adults, and it was sponsored by Centerstone. Nancy Phillips, the coordinator of the Illinois Family Resource Center based in Charleston, led the training. And Phillips stressed that new research is showing how substance abuse at an early age is especially harmful.
What we used to think was the brain was fully developed by the early teen years, and we know especially with substance use, the earlier young people start to use, the less appropriate brain development we have. The neurons just don't develop the way they should. Oftentimes they don't even correct themselves in sobriety. There seems to be a loss of ability in a lot of areas. The evidence of brain development well into the 20s is some of the newer research. There is new evidence that a lot of the brain neuron development still isn't done until about 30 instead of the 25 years that we were thinking. So we keep getting newer and newer research out there.
And Phillip says because of the growing numbers of people with addiction problems, many traditional families are breaking up and many children in southern Illinois are being raised by their grandparents, a situation that she has firsthand knowledge of.
One thing that I have been an absolute advocate of, because I think across the field, even though we talk about parenting programs, we've had a tendency to forget that for oftentimes one of the main family members that are affected by the substance use disorder are children. I have a 2-year-old I have guardianship of due to substance use disorder of a 21-year-old. That child is as impacted as I am as an adult, only in a different way. Luckily, she's dynamite and healthy. We're seeing more and more children needing either foster care, however it is, or grandparents just stepping in. Grandparents raising grandchildren is growing in leaps and bounds in Illinois.
Southern Illinois has many rural areas which can be an impediment to getting treatment.
I can relate to that. Going to family services, family involvement for someone in my family, even though I'm in the field, is often difficult. Who's going to babysit this 2-year-old? Who's going to transport her to here, to there, to everywhere while I go get services? Here I am, 150 miles from home. So how does that happen? Because work gets in the way. You know, there's all those things. And I have the income to pay that. Although raising another child is certainly draining when you're retirement age. But for other families that don't have those resources, it's overwhelming.
Another barrier to getting effective, long-lasting treatment for those suffering from substance abuse is a closed mindset.
People of my generation often struggle with their view of addiction. It's a matter of morals. It's a matter of if they want to quit, they can quit. Because that's what we were told. Well, I've been through treatment with them how many times? I'm not going to do it again. You know, it's too many times when I've had my office door open listening, have I seen an adolescent brought in and the parent, I'll sign those papers, but I'm not participating. Fix them. Or I've done this how many times, you know, 6 times, and it hasn't worked, so just fix them. Well, number one, maybe you didn't have the right connections. Number two, it might take 10 times. It might take 15 times. But sooner or later, miracles happen. I believe that.
Even though a loved one may have a strong substance addiction that is causing many people to suffer, Philip says that families need to not lose sight of the fact that they are a human being after all.
As a supervisor of clinical services, what I see counselors that were really, you know, busy, almost overwhelmed, and they would forget about those first few minutes. the importance of that connection when a family member walks in or when a client walks in, potential client. And one of the things that I was constantly aware of because of my belief system is my counselors were expected to greet everybody that walked in that waiting room for outpatient services in an appropriate way, in a welcoming way. And if I was free and knew somebody was coming in, I'd go out and introduce myself. But this is what I always did. And if they pulled their hand back scared, I'd respect that. But I always ask my counselors to at least do that. It's a human being with a disease that needs help. It's important that people feel respected as a human being. That's one of the first steps to recovery.
That was Nancy Phillips, coordinator of the Illinois Family Resource Center based in Charleston. To learn more about substance addiction treatment and to find out about the many resources available, browse to IllinoisFamilyResourceCenter.org. I'm Kevin Boucher.